So what we have here now are three clinical practice guidelines that have been released in the last year or so. The first one being the NCCN guideline, which I believe may be updated in the near future. And then two guidelines published recently. One, which is the ASCO update of the white blood cell growth factor guideline. It's the fifth update. And also the EORTC guideline, which for the most part have reached similar conclusions. None of these included a cost analysis. And the reasons are relatively straightforward. Forward in that they are very difficult to do. So they are based on assumptions from clinical and economic data. So when you look at the recommendations, they are, for the most part, pretty uniform across the three practice guidelines when it comes to the high-risk group recommending the use of CSF, and for the low-risk group, less than 10% risk of febrile neutropenia, not recommending. And there are a little bit of nuances for the intermediate group. The NCCN would say to consider the use of CSF, the ASCO guideline, not recommending, but taking into account special circumstances, and the EORTC using individual risk factors along the same lines.